internet services in Northeast Kansas. The Trojans are 4-2. The Panthers are 5-1. And Centralia, they continue to dominate Kansas opponents. Their lone loss this season, Mid-Buchanan out of Missouri. That was all the way back in week number two. They beat Horton last week in shutout fashion. It was a 46-0 final. They led 20-0 at the half, and they put the game away with 26 points in the third quarter. Now, on the other side, for the road team tonight in Troy, they lost a crucial district game in heartbreaking fashion. They lost at to Riverside at home. That was a 14-12 final. They had three turnovers in the game, including one late that sealed their fate. But Gannon Bowe threw for 143 yards, but the couple interceptions costing Troy late in that game, as, again, they lost that district battle to the Riverside Cyclones a week ago. Now for the Panthers, 30 meetings here with Troy. They have won 20 of them. And Centralia, they come into tonight's game on a 9-game winning streak against the Trojans. That goes back all the way to 2016. Doesn't really apply tonight, but if you were curious, the Panthers are 3-0 against Troy in playoff matchups. But, again, a crucial one tonight here in Centralia. Great crowd, great weather, 69 degrees. It'll drop down maybe to the low 60s by the time the game is concluded. So, again, absolutely gorgeous mid-October evening here. It's week 7 of high school football. Coming up next, you'll hear both my conversations. Had a chance to catch up with both of the head coaches this week, Centralia and Roger Holthouse. You'll hear him first, and that's followed by Derek Jasper over at Troy. It's the Panthers and the Trojans, and our pregame continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. In MLS number 654946, Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Have you or your child considered using your car to earn a little extra cash working for any of the many delivery networks like Uber or leasing out the vehicle through Turo? Talk to your agent because you most likely will not have insurance coverage for your vehicle. Many of these activities are excluded in the personal auto policy. Learn more from the professionals at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
Pregame coverage continues here tonight on KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brandon Tadman. We're joined now a few minutes by Centralia football coach Roger Holthouse as the Panthers are hosting Troy tonight. Crucial district game here in Class 1A. Coach, what stands out about this Trojans team as you get ready for them tonight?
The Baltimore in the air. I believe it's a Bowie kid, quarterback. He can scramble. He can throw the football on the run. He presents a challenge for us. And then they got the big tailback, the Hartman kid, I believe 15. He's a very big physical back that likes to lower his shoulder and run somebody over. So we're gonna have our hands full with them and with their offense. And defensively, they just fly around. They're gonna hit you. And Jasper does a great job coaching. The kids are going to play hard, so we expect a good game on Friday night.
Troy's coming off that two-point loss last week at home to Riverside. It was a crucial district game. I was just curious, just from your perspective as a head coach, would you rather see a team in an important game like this off a big win or a big loss?
I know what kind of coach Jasper is, what kind of kids they probably have, so they're probably not very happy. sometimes it's better if they come off a big win. You might get let down a little bit, but it's Troy. And, like you said before, that the last few years have been some great matches with us. So I don't know if that has a lot of impact on what's going to go on Friday night. I think they're going to play hard. I know they're going to play hard. They're going to be well coached, and we just got to be ready to play football.
Not many teams at this level throw it as much as maybe Troy does, and it's going to put a lot of emphasis on the back end of your defense here tonight with their good wide receivers and what they can do in the passing game. Just talk about that and that aspect, and obviously just a crucial emphasis here on the back end of your defense tonight.
Well, you hit it right. It's on the back end of the defense because the ball is going to be in the air, and we know it's going to be in the air. So it's different what we've seen the last few weeks where they might be in the air a little bit, but it's going to be in the air. Reminds me a little bit of week two when it was in the air a lot. Spread you out, and they're gonna throw the ball up, and if you make one mistake back there, it's it's going to be 6 points. So that's something he's going to be aware of. And, you know, we got to get pressure on the quarterback and make him throw when he doesn't want to throw it. And the bottom line is, Brandon, if we have the football, they don't. They can't throw the ball over the field. So it's going to be very important. Our offense is controls the line of scrimmage and controls the clock and shortens it down just a little bit.
There it is. A few minutes here tonight with Centralia football coach Roger Holthouse as they get set to host Troy here in another crucial district game in Class 1A. It's week number 7. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time and good luck tonight.
Okay. Thanks, Brandon.
We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, you'll hear from the road team head coach, and that is Derek Jasper of the Trojans. We'll talk to him for a few minutes after a timeout as you're listening to our pregame coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow e-bill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the e-bill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
We continue our pregame coverage tonight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, KNZA 103.9, Centralia hosting Troy. We got a few minutes here with the Trojans football coach. That is Derek Jasper. We always appreciate a few minutes of his time whenever we get a chance to speak with him. And, of course, getting ready for a big game tonight. This Centralia team, it really doesn't matter year in, year out. This is just a powerhouse team in the classification, and it's just a tough matchup and a team that can always go deep in the postseason.
Yeah, as you say, Brandon, most of the time it's fun for them. I've only beat them twice in you know, 10, 12 years here, and those were our state title teams, and only one of those was out there at their place. It's just so difficult to win out there. Now, we've had some good games out there and just didn't come out on the right side, and we've also been blown out many times by this team, but just a culture and tradition that a lot of teams in 1A strive to be like, and because they're always going to be there, and the kids are always going to be well coached, and they're always going to play hard, and they're always going to go out for football, and it's a big deal out there. And, you know, they've had that going on for a long time, so really tough matchup for us, especially being a little bit moving some people around on the offensive line again. We haven't started the same offensive line all year, but we got to quit feeling sorry for ourselves about these injuries, and I got to even quit bringing it up. We got to go play, and we still have some very good players, and we are capable of going out there and winning, but if we will have to play a perfect game. They look like they're getting better and better every week like they always do, and we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, big game for us because if we don't, you know, if we don't win this one, there's no way we can get a home game in week 9 more than likely, and heck, we'd be fighting for our playoff lives even the next week, so. Really big game, and I think our kids are aware of that.
That single-wing offense that Centralia runs, it's certainly something else, and they can do it with the best of them. And even when you know going into a game and a matchup against them, you know what's coming, it's still certainly hard to stop. So what makes it so challenging to stop their offense?
Well, because they're just going to do what they do. I mean, we've tried to line up a lot of different ways and change responsibilities a lot of different ways, and I think this single-wing ought to be illegal myself, but we just haven't been able to defend it. It's kind of been a kryptonite for us. McLeod even ran a version of the single wing this year, and that gave us trouble as they wore us down late in the game. So a little bit on us coaches to figure out where to get our kids in the best spots to succeed and try to slow down their run game. Now, they can throw the ball around this year a little bit also. Flinty, the quarterback's a really good player. I've got another great player there in Aldifer that we've got to key on a little bit also, but their line does a good job of knowing who to block, and they get good angles, and it just makes it very tough defensively. Now, I thought we tackled great last week. We need to really tackle well again and get some people to the ball and so we can have 4 or 5 guys tackling instead of trying to make one-on-one tackles. But our run defense looked better last week. Now, will that happen again this week? We don't know. We've got to hold up to that physical challenge again for 48 minutes and not let them wear us down. So hopefully we can do that. Hopefully we've got a good scheme. Hopefully our players will do what they're supposed to do. But it takes all 11 guys doing their job to try to stop this single wing.
That's Derek Jasper, head coach over at Troy. We always appreciate a few minutes of his time, especially here on the pregame show. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. Good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot. See you then, Brandon.
Another timeout. We go live to the field after this and get you set for the kickoff. It's Centralia and Troy, and it's coming your way next here on KNCA 103.9.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotion. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
'Tis the season at Wilson Tire and Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexton, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. Don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at wilsontireks.com.
We made offers subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Sabetha Community Hospital have served Nemaha County for a combined total of almost 195 years. We hope you'll vote yes to continue the half-cent sales tax to help us keep delivering local access to excellent health care. This tax provides financial stability for our hospitals and helps us invest in updated equipment, training, and more. Don't forget to vote yes on or before November 5th, paid for by Nemaha County Community Hospitals.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from the opening kick here in Centralia tonight. Appreciate it very much as Troy is in town for a crucial Class 1A District 4 showdown. Centralia right now in the driver's seat for a district championship. They got to get through this week and then a matchup in week number 8 next Friday night against Riverside. The Panthers, again, in control of their own destiny. Troy losing last week and put them in the number 3 spot right now. They look to be in a good spot in terms of making the postseason, but Troy with a loss tonight would more than likely guarantee themselves a road game in the first round of the playoffs here in just a couple of weeks. Centralia, they have won 9 straight against Troy going back to 2016. Trojans won the toss, and they are going to take the ball here to start tonight's game. Again, it's 69 degrees, clear skies, a slight breeze blowing towards the left end zone, and Troy will go against the wind here in the opening quarter, moving from left to right in the road white uniforms, blue pants. And then, of course, Centralia, tradition here, all blacks, top to bottom, white numerals and lettering, and they have the orange trim as well. Our opening kickoff, it's brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. So from right to left, Centralia set to kick it off here to Troy. Centralia comes in with a record of 5-1. They are undefeated in district play, the TVL champs once again. Troy comes in with a record of 4-2. And 2-1 in district play. And here we go. We are underway as this is going to be Ingeman on the return. Near side run. And he gets shy of the 30 to the 29-yard line. So Troy will have it just shy of the 30. And we are ready to go. Gannon Bowe, the starting quarterback for the Trojans. He has thrown for 742 yards, 11 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. 2 of those 4 picks were thrown last week in that two-point loss to Riverside. Trojans moving from left to right. They have it on the near side hash. They go three wide receivers, far side left, and one tucked up. That's Blevins here, short side right. Put a man in motion. That's Hartman. He settles in, slot left on the line. Bo takes the snap, rolls to his left, fires it that way. It is caught for a good gain on first down. That is caught by Kasten Jasper, the sophomore, and a good pitch and catch for 8 yards. And that'll bring up a second down and short scenario. And for the sophomore in Jasper, that is his 13th catch of the year. So second down and a short yard and change to go. They will give it to the running back right side. And not much there. It was Blevins on the carry, and depending on the spot, might have just got back to the line of scrimmage. So that's going to be no gain on the play. So it's going to bring up a third down in one scenario here for Troy. Ball just shy of the 40-yard line. Trojans moving from left to right. Ball between the hash marks. They send a man out, Colt Jensen, near side right. And a receiver tucked up on the far side left. Hartman, the slot man on the right side of the offensive line. Now they bring in Sawyer Ashburn to line up slot side left of the offensive line. Chest high snap, designed quarterback run, and Bo is blasted, but he's going to have enough for a first down. He was hit by Mason Stahlbomber, but needed one and got about two, and that's going to be a first down run, of 2 yards for Gannon Bo. Bo, the leading rusher, most carries, most yards, averaging 4.7 yards a tote this year, and he leads the team with 5 rushing touchdowns. First down and 10 for the Trojans as they pick up their first down of the game. Trips right, a man left, shotgun set here with Hartman, sidecar right. Bo bends the knees, takes the snap, has to throw it quickly, and he's got Blevins at midfield, and he's going to be spun into Centralia territory to the 48 for a gain of 12 and another first down. So that was nicely done by Gannon Bo, who was facing a couple of rushers there and had to get rid of that ball quickly, and Blevins makes the catch, spun down into Centralia territory, ball between the 47 and the 48-yard line, near side hash. And the second first down on this opening drive for the Trojans. We have played 2 minutes. Man in motion, it's Jensen. They fake it to him, now throwing again. And it's caught by Kasten Jasper. His second catch on the drive, a little wide receiver screen. He gets inside the 45 to the 43. So about 4 yards there. Well, if you heard head coach Roger Holthouse in the pregame, that was certainly an emphasis. Troy's going to put it in the air. And Jasper already a couple of catches for 13 yards. Second down and 6 inside the Centralia 45-yard line. Ball in between the hash marks. And I mentioned Bo's stats of over 700 yards coming in, and he's missed a couple of games this season with an injury. Threw for 2,000 yards a year ago. Takes a chest-high snap right behind midfield. He takes a deep shot down the right sideline and reaching up and making the catch inside the 15-yard line. Logan Blevins, he is down to the 12. It's a gain of 31 yards. It was busted coverage, and Blevins and Jasper going to work here on this opening drive. So in the red zone here to start for the Trojans. If the ball was thrown a little bit lower and could have kept Blevins on his feet, that would have been a walk-in touchdown. But he jumps up, makes a leaping grab, and it's first and 10 at the 13. Blevins now four for four on this opening drive. Hartman sidecar left, now moves to the sideline. Now a throw to the near sideline at about the 5 is knocked away, incomplete. That is good defense by the sophomore cornerback in Runabom. So the first incompletion for Gannon Bo, and it's second down and 10 at the Centralia 13-yard line. 8:41 to go in the first, still no score, first drive of the game. Ball closer to the near side hash, again as Troy travels from left to right into the breeze. Beautiful night here in Centralia. Jensen in motion, crossing Bo's face. Now he takes the snap, looking across the middle of the field. It's caught inside the 5 and close to the goal line. It's Hunter Ingeman who makes the catch. And let's check the spot here. It looks to be just shy of the first down, so he gains 9 yards, roughly. First catch for Ingeman, and now third down and 1 inside the 5. They need the 4, maybe the 3 for the first down. Bo fakes the snap, and now it's a Give to Blevins on the right side, and he is gobbled up in the backfield. He will lose yardage. And it's going to bring up fourth down and five, maybe even six. That's a loss of five. So they do a direct snap to Blevins as he was angling right, trying to get outside of his right tackle, and now it is fourth down and a long six at the eight-yard line. Biggest play of the game. The Trojans have been cruising along, but a big defensive stand opportunity here for Centralia at home. Fourth down and 6 yards to go inside the 10. Jensen in motion from right to left across the face of Bowie. Takes the snap, eludes the rush. He's still looking. He's going to tuck in, makes a man miss, and he is hit near the pylon, and he is into the end zone for the Trojans' touchdown. Gannon Bowe is 6th rushing touchdown on the year, and on a 4th and 6th play at the 8-yard line, Gannon Bowe gives Troy a 6-0 lead on the 8-yard run. Not quite. 5 minutes taken off the clock, roughly 4 minutes and 33 seconds on that drive. A monster opening drive for the Trojans here on the road. And they will line it up to go for two. Bo in the shotgun set. Hartman lined up left to him. Bo takes the snap, standing tall, drops it, and it's nearly intercepted, but batted incomplete. So the two-point try is no good, but a monster opening drive for the Trojans here on the road. Fourth down and six at the eight, and Gannon Bo runs it in, tackled just inside the right front pylon. 6-0 Trojans, we step aside, and our first quarter action continues after a timeout here on KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How about the opening drive for Trojans quarterback Gannon Bowe? He goes 5-6 for 65 yards. And on fourth down and six at the 8-yard line, he scrambles into the end zone to give the Trojans a 6-0 lead. They failed the two-point conversion, but it was roughly a 4.5-minute drive that covered 71 yards. Our drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online at WilsonTireKS.com. Well, Centralia will get their opportunity to tote the rock here first, for their first time, I should say, and it's a very short kick, and running up and diving on it at the 40-yard line will give Centralia a good field position here. Reineke diving right at the 40 for that catch, so first and 10 Centralia, the single-wing offense, here we go. And they are led at quarterback by the senior and Jacob Flinty. It is senior night here in Centralia. He has completed 60% of his passes for just under 500 yards, but he has rushed for 725 yards, averaging over 8 yards a carry. It is a tight set here for the Panthers here on their opening drive. Double fake Flinty again. He'll follow his left guard, and he gets up to the 45 for a gain of 5. Geiger in on the stop, and Flinty the first carry of the night for Centralia, and it goes for 5 yards to the 45. This is a Centralia offense that averages just north of 37 points per game and 252 yards on the ground. They average 8 yards a carry and total 332 yards of offense per game. Second down and 5 at the 45. 6:50 clock moving first quarter. Trojans out to a 6-0 lead. Flinty standing tall in the pocket. Direct snap. This is going to be Quentin Alder for his first carry. He gets maybe a yard. If that, he might have got back to the original line of scrimmage, and that's it. He tried to work it right, and he's towards the right hash mark, and no gain on the play for Aldifer. A third down play coming up here for Centralia. Third and 5, maybe closer to 6 yards to go. Aldifer, the leading receiver as a sophomore for the Panthers. Again, if you mentioned or heard Derek Jasper in the pregame, he did say, hey, this Centralia team, they can throw it. They're going to be more run heavy, of course, but when they have to, they can certainly put it in the air, but a big third down and medium scenario here, third and about 5.5. They just need to get across midfield. Ball closer to the right side hash. Panthers in the all-black uniforms from right to left. Reineke in motion. Floats it out. Lindsey takes it himself, and he will have the first down and a whole lot more. There he goes, outside the numbers left. He is inside the 20, 15, 10, and he is close to the end zone, and I believe he is inside the 5 and knocked out there. A 50-yard run for Jacob Flinty on 3rd and 6. It is 1st and goal, and a touchdown-saving tackle by Gannon Bowe. It almost looked like Flinty stumbled a little bit once he got inside the 15. He was chugging along. He followed his left guard and Parker Cook. And a huge play for the Panthers trying to strike right back. It is first and goal, just a touch inside the 5. Lindsey takes the snap. Why not? Let him try to finish it off. He goes straight powerhouse up the middle. And he appears to be shy of the end zone. Close to the 1, maybe the 2. Hard to see, but a couple of yards there for the quarterback and Flinty. He will get 3 to the 1. So second down and goal at the 1-yard line. Panthers trying to respond very, very quickly. The Trojans, by the way, have not allowed a first quarter point all season. And the Panthers are trying to end that streak here in week 7. Troy's outscored their opponents in the opening quarter 84 to nothing. Here is the direct snap, run right, and stuck right about the goal line, and Trojans may be pushing it back. It looked like it was going to be a touchdown, and now a late whistle as Heidemann had a chance at it, and he's going to be stopped short of the goal line. A second carry for Heidemann goes for nothing, and now it's third and goal at maybe the half-yard line. Well, let's see if the Trojans can buckle up here. You know it's four down territory for the Panthers. 6-0 Trojans, 4.5 minutes left, clock moving, first period. Panthers get a big 50-yard run from Flinty here to set it up inside the 5. And it looked like Flinty got the snap, and there's no signal by the official. He tried to dive into the end zone. And finally, there's the signal. They just get it in for the touchdown. So Flinty, who did all the heavy lifting on that drive, will cap it off on a 1-yard touchdown run. And we are tied at 6 apiece here in the first quarter. Great start to this matchup here tonight. Of course, now Troy not in the TVL anymore. Their first season in the Northeast Kansas League. And the Panthers, they swept their TVL opponents here in 2024. Panthers trying to get set here for the conversion try. Flinty fakes, rolling right, dumps it towards the back of the end zone. It is caught by Heidemann for the two-point conversion, and the Panthers get on the board and take the lead here in the latter portions of the first quarter. So both teams get the ball, both teams with long drives, and both teams with touchdowns. The only difference, Panthers convert on the two-point conversion. 4:17 to go opening quarter, Panthers 8, Trojans 6. Our coverage continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hiawatha businesses, celebrate your Halloween spirit this year by competing in Hiawatha's Business Halloween Costume Contest, sponsored by GN Bank. Please dress in your best costume attire on Halloween Day while judges tour the registered businesses that morning. Please register your business by contacting Morgan at GN Bank or Sarah with Hiawatha's Chamber of Commerce. Again, this will take place the morning of Thursday, October 31st, with the winners of the Hiawatha Business Costume Contest being revealed later that day. Good luck and happy Halloween.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
1-yard touchdown by Jacob Flinty. The two-point conversion successful for Centralia. They lead Troy 8-6. Both teams with opening drive touchdowns. A 3-minute drive covering 60 yards. Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. Back to it quickly. There's a fairly good kick from right to left. Now Troy getting it with Colt Jensen here. Has a nice move and gets across the 35 and upended shy of the 40. A good field position here for the Trojans. They'll try to respond as they now trail for the first time, 8-6.
Colt Jensen returns the kick, brought down by Henry Heidemann.
Heidemann on the stop, and here we go. Possession number 2 for Troy. Boy, how good was Gannon Bowe on that opening drive for the Trojans? He completed 5 of 6 passes for 65 yards and had an 8-yard touchdown on 4th and 6. Near side hash just shy of the 40. Trojans operate from left to right. Bo takes the snap, chest high, option left. Jensen, the running back, with him, a late pitch. And he is able to get maybe back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it, not much. A late pitch. It was defended well by that right side of the Centralia defense, and it's going to be a loss of one. And maybe even two on the play. So the first carry tonight for Colt Jensen goes for negative yardage, and it's going to bring up second down and 12. So behind the sticks here to start this drive. Under 4 minutes, clock moving, first quarter, 8-6 Centralia here at home. Another chest-high snap, looking right. They set the screen. Blevins catching between the hash marks, has a big-time move. There he goes into open field. He is at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, touchdown Trojans. Unbelievable screen pass, and just like that, the Trojans retake the lead. That is a 66-yard touchdown pass. And we got ourselves a shootout potentially on hands the way this one has started. Goodness me. Well, for Bo, his 12th passing touchdown of the year. And for Blevins, it is good to see him find the end zone for the first time in a long time, battling injuries over the last couple of years. Bo going for the two. It is caught by Blevins. Why not? So they convert the two-point conversion with Logan Blevins. A 66-yard wide receiver screen, and Blevins finds Pater, and a house call indeed. And at 3:23 to go here in the opening quarter, Troy retakes the lead. It's 14-8. You're listening to high school football here on KNZA.
Kime TS of Cepeda is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Cepeda, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Centralia is going to have to try to figure out this passing game of Troy. What a start here as Gannon Bowe finds Logan Blevins on a 66-yard wide receiver screen. And the two-point conversion good. So we've seen three drives and three touchdowns here to start. Right now, Gannon Bowe, 6-7, passing for 131 yards. And Blevins now three catches for 109 yards. So we are off and running indeed. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire, by the way, only took about a minute off the clock. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire and Holton. Find them at WilsonTireKS.com. And now we get our first penalty markers and a procedure penalty against the Trojans on the kickoff. So we'll back it up. A tight 5 yards. So we will kick it from the 35. Well, it took two drives for the Trojans to surpass their point total in their loss last week. They have come out with a heavy emphasis. Another short kick, and it's jumped on at the 45. So Centralia once again will have great field position, and it's our fourth drive of the game. Can we go for 4 for 4? 3:22 to go here in the opening quarter. And right now, Troy leading it 14-8. Boy, Troy firing on all cylinders here on offense early. First and 10 here for the Panthers. Flinty standing in the gun. Multiple bodies tucked up to the right. And they will give it to Aldifer here. And a left side reverse run, and not much. He'll fall forward across the 45 to maybe the 46 or 47. They'll call it a 2-yard carry. Or Aldifer. Second down and 8 yards to go. Ball at the Centralia 47-yard line. Now clock moving south. Under 3 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Three drives, three touchdowns. Troy leading it 14-8 here on the road. Lindsey standing tall, bends at the knees, takes a low snap, fakes to the reverse man, runs it right, breaks a tackle, breaks another tackle, and he finds a big run and a first down in Detroit territory inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. It's a gain of 15 and a first down.
Tackle made by Sawyer Ashburn.
Ashburn in on the stop, but how about five carries for 74 yards already for Jacob Flinty, including the touchdown run on their first drive. So the ball now at the 37-yard line. Ball on the right side hash. The all-black uniforms of Centralia moving from right to left here in the opening quarter. They got the breeze at their back. It was 69 degrees. Opening kick by game's end. It'll probably be in the low 60s, but nonetheless, gorgeous night here in week number 7, mid-October. 14-8 Troy. 2 minutes clock moving first period. Panthers shuffle up on the line. They settle. And we get a whistle and a timeout. Roger Holthaus has seen enough there. And we'll burn the first timeout here in the opening quarter. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 14-8 our score, back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Lender in Everett, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass
installation. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fireworks early in this one, 1:55 left opening period. Our first time out of the game called by Centralia. They trail Troy 14-8. They just got a big run in Detroit territory by Flinty before that timeout. First and 10 at the 37-yard line. As the Panthers trail by six, we have seen three drives, three touchdowns. Panthers trying to make it 4-for-4. Fresh set, first down and 10 at the 37, moving from right to left. And the all-black uniforms. Flinty faking, double, now runs it himself. He's hit and dropped. He'll creep his way inside the 45. He'll get down to the 44. Ty Horner in on the stop. It's a gain of 4 for Flinty and now brings up a second down and 6 scenario. A lot of movements with this single wing offense. It is very tough to defend. And Flinty has had all sorts of success this season. And went through a lot last year with a knee injury, missing some time, but still had a dynamite year and was an All-State honorable mention selection. Second down and 6 inside the Troy 35. Flinty stands tall, and they will give it to Aldifer on the end around, and he is hit and dropped quickly by Colt Jensen. Good job by Jensen. It's a short gain on the play, about 2 yards for Aldifer, and that's it. Third and 4 coming up.
2 yard gain.
Ball right shy of the 30-yard line, left hash. Flinty here in the opening quarter, 6 carries for 78 yards and a touchdown. That is a bulk of the Panthers' offense so far. Ball officially at the 31. Third down and 4 yards to go. Final 30 seconds here, clock moving in the opening period. Troy leading it 14-8. Flinty faking to Aldifer. He is hit by Blevins, and he is dropped. His momentum takes him for a yard, but now a fourth down and 3 play coming up. That was an incredibly well-defended play by Logan Blevins, shooting the gap and wrapping up Flinty for a gain of just 1, and that should take us to the end of the first quarter as the final few ticks are going to run off the clock. And boy, oh boy, it was an exciting first quarter to say the least. 3 drives, 3 touchdowns, a lot of offense to be had so far. At the end of the first quarter, it's Troy 14 and Centralia 8. We're back after this for quarter number 2 action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals.
In our rural farming communities, sharing the road.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest,
providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Troy 14, Centralia 8, as we get set to start the second quarter of action here tonight on KNZA. Big play to start this second period. Centralia trotting back out there now. We'll move into the breeze from left to right, but they have a fourth down and 3 yard scenario coming up from the Trojans 30 yard line. A huge opportunity for the Trojans defense to get a stand. Jack Hartman screaming at his guys saying, let's go, let's get it done. Fourth and three coming up at the 30. Panthers break the huddle. Flinty is there. Ball closer to the near side hash, moving left to right. He will take the snap. Straight dive. He'll have the first down and a scotch more. And he gets inside the 25 to the 21 for a gain of 9. So a big fourth down conversion by the Panthers on offense, and they get the fresh set of downs just shy of the red zone.
9 yards.
Troy 14, Centralia 8, just getting going, quarter number 2. Monster district game here in Class 1A, district number 4 to be exact. First and 10 at the 21 of the Trojans. Trying to go 4 for 4 in terms of touchdowns. First pass of the game, Flinty faking, tucking, getting outside the numbers, and he just has to run out of bounds. Not much. Good pursuit by the three white jerseys there, and leading the charge there was Ty Horner. Officially a gain of 1, maybe 2, just inside the 20. Well, that was the first time that Flinty had dropped back to pass, and he instantly had to face some heat, roll to his right, tuck it himself, and scamper for 2. The second down and 8, ball at the Trojans 19. Panthers right back in the red zone. Ball on the near side hash. Flinty standing tall. Reineke back there with him as well. It will go straight dive with Flinty, and his momentum carries him to about the 15-yard line for 4. Called Ty Horner's name a few times already, making some defensive plays here in the first half. Sam Tucker, a freshman who's getting a start tonight, with some injuries to this Trojans team, also went on the stop. It's a third down and 5 at the 15-yard line. As we have played 1 minute, clock moving here, quarter number 2. Trojans leading it on the road, 14-8. Flinty now with double-digit carries for 94 yards. Unofficially here in the first half. Big third down coming up here once again. All the first sidecar left. They go Reineke, and he just lowers the shoulders and follows his offensive line straight up the gut inside the 10 to the 9, needing 5, and it appears to be enough for a first down. So the first time Reineke's gotten a tote with it, and he carries it for 6 yards on a big third down. First and goal at the 9 for Centralia. Clock moving, 10:20 here, left in the first half. Reineke with his first carry tonight and his 8th carry of the season. The sophomore fullback not utilized a ton, but that time when they needed 5, they gave him 6. First and goal at the 9, ball near side hash. Reineke, front right of Flinty, who stands in that single wing, takes a knee-high snap, another straight dive, and buckled down at the knees and falling forward close to the 5. Let's see where they officially put the mark down. Looks like at about the 6, so a gain of 3. Second down and goal at the 6-yard line. 9:35, clock moving, second quarter. Troy leading it 14-8. Panthers trying to counter back once again. This is our 4th drive between the two teams, and the first 3 have all found a pay dirt. Second and goal at the 6. Reineke, Aldifer in the backfield, left side Heideman as well. It is Flinty once again, the heavy workload. He teeters his way into the end zone for a Centralia touchdown, and this game is tied at 14-14 at 9:12 to go in the first half. A beautifully executed drive, and Flinty finds it into the end zone from 6 yards out. Now they have a chance with the conversion to take the lead back. What a first half between these two teams. 4 drives, 4 touchdowns. The Panthers getting set. We'll send Aldifer in motion as they will try to run an option right. Now Aldifer wants to throw it, and he's got nowhere to go. And that is incomplete.
Quentin Aldifer's pass.
Couldn't tell if there was a penalty flag or not. There is a flag on the play. The receiver went down in the back of the end zone, and it's going to be pass interference against the offense.
Against the Panthers.
A surprising call there. Wasn't expecting that, but nonetheless, we will stay deadlocked. A 14-14 tie at 9:12 to go in the first half. Two drives for both teams. Both teams, couple of touchdowns. It's been fun. We'll step aside for a timeout. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Are you sick and tired of getting tackled at the one-yard line? Is your current insurance provider not getting you the right coverage in your time of need? Stop by your local SBS insurance office, and we'll develop a game plan for the best coverage and protection of your assets. With SBS insurance, we'll help you score that winning touchdown.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jacob Plenty already over 100 rushing yards in the first half for Centralia. He's got both touchdowns. We are deadlocked. 14-14 at 9:12 to go here in the second quarter. It was a 5-plus minute drive that covered 55 yards. And the two-point conversion try failed. So Troy and Centralia, haymaker after haymaker here in the first half. Four drives between the two, four touchdowns. And we will see if we can continue that trend with drive number five and drive number three coming up here for Troy. Is now a short right side kick, and that's going to go out of bounds and draw the hanky. So that will be Centralia's first penalty of the game. Or I should take that back. They had the pass interference on that two-point try, but a penalty was declined. So the Trojans will have good field position. This will be their best field position so far. They have had touchdown drives of 71 yards and also 62 yards. 14-14 tie. Gannon Bowe, 6-7 passing for 131 yards. The ball is officially at the 39-yard line. Trojans now operate from right to left. Ball near side hash. Trips short side left. A man in motion, that's Jensen here to the near side. High snap, but a pre-snap penalty, and that's going to be movement on Troy. Fans loving that. They'll back him up 5 yards on the procedure penalty. Second penalty here in the first half against the Trojans, totaling 10 yards. So now they're behind the sticks at first down and 15. Ball now at the 34-yard line. Game tonight again presented by Rainbow Communications. Ray Penning in studio. Brandon Tamman with you. An exciting one here so far as we are deadlocked at 14-14 at 9:11 to go in the opening half. First and 15. Trojans break the huddle. An empty set. Three wide to the right. Two short side left. Bowe bends the knees. Takes it. Spins it, has to get away from a rush, now rolling near side, dumps it, and it's caught by Jasper, who is blasted out of bounds, but it will be some positive yards across the 40 to the officially mark him out at about the 42, so a good pitching catch of about 8 yards, and how about Kasten Jasper, as he now has 3 catches here in the first half, and this passing game has been rather efficient, so you get the penalty yards back in a little bit more. Second down and 7 across the 40 at the 42. Still on the near side hash. 3 catches for Jasper for 21 yards. A wide receiver tucked up right. They send Blevins in motion, and they give it to him on the end around. He gets outside the numbers and breaks a couple tackles. He has a first down and more across midfield. And he is into Panthers territory at about the 48, maybe 47, depending on the spot. They'll give it to him at the 47. That's a gain of 15 yards and a first down. Well, the Trojans, that's their, by far and away, their biggest run. Or I should probably take that back. That was technically a forward pass on the end around. So Blevins will get credited for a reception there. First and 10 at the 47 up Centralia. Bo back to pass. He wants to take a shot deep down the right sideline and overthrowing his receiver in Blevins. It is incomplete. It was well covered. So how about Blevins unofficially here in the first half? Four catches for 124 yards. Just a second incompletion by Gannon. Now 8 of 10 passing for 154 yards. He is already well past his total from their game last week in what was a 14-12 loss at home to Riverside. Second down and 10, just inside of midfield, plus territory for the Trojans. They fake it. Now they run the screen, and that is going nowhere. That is a huge loss back into Trojan territory at the 47-yard line. That was sniffed out quickly in a monster loss of 6 yards. So it was Hartman who got that one out of the backfield. And that was his first catch of the night, and it did not go in the right direction. Third down and 16 for the Trojans, back at their own 47-yard line. Fans getting into it a little bit. Trips left, a man right. Hartman in the backfield, sidecar left, ball between the hash marks. They tuck him up, left side of the offensive line. Now back there by himself is Bo. Low left snap, picks it up, now rolls right. Pointing downfield, will take a shot downfield, leaping and making the catch at the 20 is Blevins. An incredible pitch and catch once again, and Blevins is down. It's a gain of 33 yards, and we got to stop for an injury timeout. An incredible play once again in the passing game, and Blevins, you just hope he is okay. And he is up and onto the sideline, so that is good to see. But he landed awkwardly, and he rips his helmet off, but he is on the sideline standing and walking. So, again, that is a positive for sure. 33 yards, and it's first down and 10 right at about the 20-yard line. What a first half for Gannon Bowe and this Trojans offense. A right side run, haven't seen many of them. It's Hartman on the carry, maybe back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. No gain. The first carry for Hartman. Funny thing about Jackson Hartman, he started the season wearing number 6, but he got too big and had to change jerseys because number 6 was too small. He's listed at 6'4", 228. But his big frame there getting him nothing. Good pursuit by the black jerseys up front. Second down and 10, right at the 20-yard line. 6:48 clock moving second quarter, a 14-14 tie. It is a wide receiver pass. Jasper throws it deep into the end zone, and it's incomplete. Trojans want pass interference. They're not going to get it. They threw it to Kasten Jasper in the flat and then was trying to fire towards the end zone to Jensen. Dagan Runabom, the sophomore, in coverage. So now third down and 10.5 yards to go. So that Hartman run lost a little bit. But they just converted third down and 16 a moment ago on this drive. Now they need to do it third down and about 11 yards, just shy of the red zone. Chest high snap. Here comes the rush. Blevins right back in, takes the screen, middle of the hash marks. He's hit. Flag comes in late, and he is inside the 15 to about the 13. He is short of the first down, but let's see the penalty. Came from the backside judge. Aldefer in on the stop, and we might be moving back the other way. A legal block in the back, and that's going to take away a big play. Not necessarily a huge play, but it would have still brought fourth down on the board, but it would have been a very manageable fourth down scenario. So third penalty here in the half against Troy, and that's going to drop him back all the way back behind the 25 to about the 26. So officially about third down and 15. Well, they've already converted third and 16 on this drive. Again, we have had four drives between the two teams here in the first half. All four have found the end zone. A 14-14 tie. Approaching the halfway mark of this second period. Fantastic game between two solid teams here in Class 1A. Bunched up set here, tucked up. Multiple wide receivers left side. Ball between the hash marks. Man in motion. It's Jensen across the face of Bo. He takes the snap. They want the screen. Here comes the rush. He's got to elude Reinicke. He does. Now he reverses field. He's all the way on the far side of the field, still looking, firing towards the end zone, and it's dropped in the end zone. It was wide open, and Jensen had a touchdown through his hands, and and it's dropped, and now it is fourth down. I don't think people will understand what Gannon Bowe did on that play. Eluding the rush near side, reversing field, going all the way on the far side across the numbers and firing one about 40 yards into the back of the end zone. Nobody within 5 yards of Jensen, right through his hands, incomplete. So now fourth down and 15. Fans getting into it. Just past the halfway point here in the second quarter. Bell tie snap. They want the screen. Bowe has to roll to his left. Will he tuck it? He's still looking. He is still looking. Now behind, he throws it down middle of the field. It's incomplete, and it's a turnover on downs. Bowe just trying to do so much, and it was nearly intercepted. But first drive of the night that doesn't find the end zone, it's a turnover on down. So Centralia will get it back in a 14-14 tie at their own 26-yard line. At 5:38 to go in this half. My goodness. Well, depending on how the rest of this game shapes out, a touchdown was dropped in the end zone by Jensen, which led to the fourth down. And ultimately, Centralia holds. So they get it back for a third time. In this first half, they go to Aldifer, right side run, and tripped up across the 25 to about maybe the 27-ish yard line. Minimal gain, 3 yards by Aldifer. The Panthers, I'm sure, want to chew up this clock. Troy won the opening toss. They elected to receive. So this is a big opportunity here for the Panthers to do a little double-up action here. If they can get some points at the end of the half and then get the ball to start the second half, a big opportunity for them in this game. Second down and 7. Ball shy of the 30. Panthers and the All Blacks moving left to right with 5 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's another right side run. Aldifer. Levin's trying to strip it out, but strong with the hands. Aldifer gets all the way out across the 40 to the 44-yard line for a big gain and a first down. So back-to-back big-time runs by Aldifer, and now he's got 4 carries for 21 yards. So a first down run across the 40. They put it between the 42 and the 43 officially. Ball between that, or I should say ball closer to the mid, or the near side hash, excuse me. But the clock stopped now at 4:51. It's a dead heat tie at 14-14. Lindsey standing tall in the gun. He's had already over 100 yards here in the first half. They go to Aldifer, left side. Absolutely nowhere to go. He's going to lose yardage. Henry Geiger. It is a loss of 2 after Geiger makes the stop in the backfield. And now second down and 12 up. Ball back to the 41-yard line. Clock moving, 4:25. A 14-14 tie. First 4 drives of tonight's game, 4 touchdowns. Troy's third possession ended in a turnover on downs. They dropped a wide-open pass, what would have been a long touchdown pass in the end zone. That was a crucial point for sure in this game. A rare take back here by Flinty, and he's taken down. It's a quarterback sack by Ty Horner. The sophomore rips him down for a big loss all the way back to the 35. It's a loss of 6. Ty Horner with the sack. And he has had a very good season. The sophomore there now making it 3rd and long. 3rd down and 18. The ball's at the 35, and the Panthers need Trojans territory for the first down. A monster quarterback sack. The clock continues to move. It's at 3:30. 14-14 tie here in the first half, second quarter to be exact. Beautiful backdrop. The full moon is just right in the backdrop here. As we watch this game operate from left to right, we'll get a whistle and a timeout here. Centralia burns their second timeout of the half. They're facing 3rd down and 18 when we come back. 14-14 tie, 3:14 to go first half, back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
We group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Troy and Centralia deadlock, 14-14 tie, 3:14 to go first half. Second timeout burned there by Roger Holthouse and the Panthers. After a Ty Horner sack, it's now third down and 18 at the Centralia 35. Plenty standing tall. He will spin it. They want a screen. It is eight up. Now he has to roll to his right. He's going to have to do something with it, and he runs out of bounds and takes a 10-yard loss. Good pursuit on the play by Gannon Bowe. And now just giving up on that play was Flinty. He'll take a 10-yard loss, and now it's fourth and a mile. And they're going to have to punt it away. So now both teams have come up short on their last respective drives, and Troy's going to have some time here with still all three of their timeouts. Still 3:07 to go, as this will be Tyler Jones in punt formation. Trojans don't go after it. Low snap, has plenty of time. It's a low line kick, and it takes a bounce. Ingeman picks it up. He fumbled a punt return last week, but now has a good return down the right sideline, and he creeps up into potentially Centralia territory. Depends on the mark. It looks like they're going to put him right at midfield. So Troy now right at midfield, and they have 2:57 to go. So the Panthers can't eat up very much of that late portion of the clock. And again, the Trojans with timeouts, ball at midfield between the hash marks, first and 10. They operate from right to left, a 14-14 tie. Six total drives between the two teams, four touchdowns. Centralia just punting for the first time, and Trojans had a turnover on downs on their last drive. Trying to bust open the tie here late in the first half. Ball closer to the far side hash. They send Colt Jensen, far side right. Bowe, low left snap, rolling to his right. Has some time, keeps it himself, and just runs out of bounds. Good pursuit. Ben Haberkamp on the far sideline for a gain of about two. Just the third carry of the night. It has been all through the air for Troy. It has been all on the ground for Centralia. Gannon Bowe here in the first half unofficially, 10 of 13 passing for 181 yards. He has had some big plays, especially to Logan Blevins. The touchdown pass going for 66 yards. He's also added a rushing touchdown. So second down and 7 yards to go. Officially a 3-yard carry there for Gannon Bowe. Ball at the 47 of Centralia. Dropping back, throwing near side, caught by Jasper, and he's brought down immediately at the 45 to the 44 to be exact. Correction, it was Colt Jensen on the catch. It's going to bring up a third down scenario here. So the first catch here tonight for Jensen. And now third down and 4 coming up. Ball inside the 45 at the 44. Near side hash. Trips tucked up right. 2:20 to go. Clock moving first half. Big third down here. Both sides. It's a 14-14 tie. And now we'll see the Trojans take their first timeout. We'll step aside as well. 2:16 left in the half. It's been a good one so far tonight. 14-14 here in Centralia. Back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tamman with you here in Centralia tonight. Absolutely gorgeous evening, week 7, mid-October. Troy and Centralia, always fun when these two hook up. And we got a 14-14 tie at 2:16 to go in the half. Out of the timeout, Trojans just burned that one. It'll be third down and four at the Centralia 44. Ball near side hash. They break the hole. Hartman right side in the backfield of Bow in the gun. Levin's lone receiver left. Ingeman, Jensen right side of the line as well. High snap, brings it down with one hand. Quick hitter, caught, first down, tackled inside the 40. Another catch for Blevins. He is down to the 37 for a gain of 7 and a first down. Blevins is having a monstrous, and I mean monstrous, first half.
First down from the 37.
The ball at the 37-yard line, first down and 10. Exactly 2 minutes to go in the half. Clock is moving. Panthers one timeout remaining. Trojans have two. Ball near side hash. Two receivers tucked up left. It's Jasper and Ingeman. I formation set. That's a rarity. They give it to the running back, and that is Blevins. He gets hit hard by Reinicke and dropped at the 35 for a gain of 2. Levin's doing it all tonight. Just his third carry. He's actually behind on the yardage. 3 carries for negative 3 yards. But again, 6 catches for 164 yards here in the first half for Logan Blevins. Second down and 8 at the 35 of Centralia. 1:15 clock moving first half. 14-14 tie. Quad wide receiver set. Now they send Ingeman in motion. Near side, they fake it to him. They want the screen through the hands of Levin's and incomplete. He puts his hands on top of his head. He had one there and had a little daylight in front. The incompletion makes it third down and 8 at the 35. Clock stop now at 1:05. It was a very similar look to the touchdown pass in the first quarter that went for 66 yards. So a big third down and 8 play coming up with a minute 5 to go in the half. We are deadlocked at 14. Ball left side hash. Trojans on the road, moving right to left here in the second. Bow sends Ingeman in motion across his face. They fake it to him on the reverse. Now he's got to roll away from some pressure. Here we've seen this before. Now he's all the way back at midfield. He's rolling back to his right. He is being chased. Still on his feet. My gosh, how is he still doing this? He throws it up and it's incomplete. A dangerous throw into heavy traffic. And it's batted down incomplete. And now it's going to bring up 4th and 8. What do the Trojans do here? 52 seconds left. The clock is stopped. A dangerous throw. There was a multitude of black and white jerseys in the vicinity of that throw, which if it was caught, it would have been enough for a first down. But it looks like the Trojans are going to go for it. Fans getting rowdy. Near side hash, trips left, 2 right. Actually switch that, 2 left, 3 right. Ingeman in motion, far side right. Lazy snap, they're going to run the screen. It's caught by Hartman, he's hit. He gets away from Reinicke, he's inside the 30. It's going to be close, ball pops in the air. It's a fumble. Not sure how this one's going to end. Boy, the ball just popped up. I'm not even sure if he's close enough for the first down. So I think it is going to be a turnover on downs. So I think it was a fumble, but even if it wasn't, he wasn't going to get enough for the first down. Boy, what a bizarro play. So a turnover on downs. And now Centralia at their own 29. They have one timeout, but just 40 seconds remaining. So back-to-back possessions for the Trojans with turnover on downs. 14-14 tie. Let's see what the Panthers are able to do here with the timeout left. The snap is to Aldifer, trying to get outside the numbers left, trying to break one. He'll get positive yards, but not a ton. He'll get up near the 35, just shy of it. And he'll get 5 and need 5 here on second down. 5th carry here in the first half for Aldifer. Correction, now is 6th carry.
5 yard gain.
And I think both teams are content on taking this one to the half. As the clock will run, The final 10 seconds off. Panthers do break the huddle here. Second and five. Let's see if they do snap it. They will take one more snap. Another right side here for Aldifer. Getting a block from Flinty. He's at the 40, down the sideline, 50. And ripped out of bounds by Ingeman to the 47-yard line. So that is a gain of 17 yards, but that will take us to halftime. Four drives to start, four touchdowns. But after that, a turnover on downs, a punt and a turnover on downs. And then to the end of the half, it was a fantastic and quick-fire start in this one here tonight. And we are deadlocked at 14-14 here at the break. Our halftime show is next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 3 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meat satisfaction.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair, their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president of Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Added performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harling at Harling Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harling Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, a dynamite first half here in Centralia tonight. Our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tatman with you. Fireworks, fireworks, and more fireworks, though they weren't really visible fireworks, but on the field we saw fireworks in this game as, again, Troy and Centralia here deadlocked at 14-14 here at the half. Troy won the toss, elected to receive, and they take 4 minutes and 33 seconds off the clock, drive 71 yards, and on fourth down and six, inside the 10, Gannon Bowe scrambling for an 8-yard touchdown run. Two-point try was unsuccessful, so Troy out to the 6-0 lead. Centralia didn't waste too much time, a 3-minute drive covering 60 yards. They got a big 50-yard run from Flinty, the quarterback, on that drive, and ultimately he capped it off with a 1-yard touchdown run on third and goal. They would get the 2-point conversion, so it was an 8-6 Centralia lead midway through the first quarter. Troy got it back for a second time, starting the drive on their own 38-yard line. They took not even a minute off the clock, covering 62 yards because, well, it started what would have been 62 yards, but they had a negative play on their first play of that second drive, which dropped them back behind the sticks, and a wide receiver screen from Gannon Bowe all the way down the middle of the field. Logan Blevin, 66 yards covering, and Troy would capitalize on that quick touchdown, a long-range touchdown. They would get the two-point conversion. And just like that, with about 3.5 minutes to go, Troy was back out to a 14-8 lead. Centralia got the ball back for a second time. They started that drive at their own 45, and they took it into the second quarter, where it was a 5-plus minute drive covering 55 yards. And Jacob Flinty with his second touchdown in the first half, this one from 6 yards out. And it was an unsuccessful two-point conversion try, so it was 14-14, still early portions of the second quarter. Now this is where things slowed down a little bit. Troy got it back for a third time at their own 39 and would ultimately turn it over on downs. They had a couple of big third down conversions, including one that was third and 16 on a pass to Logan Blevins that covered 30 yards. He had a monster half. We'll get to his numbers here in just a bit. But so they convert a huge third and long, and then on another third and long, what would have been a 40-yard touchdown pass, it was dropped in the end zone. Cole Jensen was wide open. Gannon Bowe made an incredible play, scrambling in the pocket, going from one side of the field to the other, keeping the play alive, launching one into the back of the end zone, 40-plus yards of airtime. But, again, dropped by Jensen. And then the next play, fourth and long, it was an incomplete pass, and Troy would turn it over on downs. Centralia would get it back after that, 5:38 left at their own 26, and they would ultimately have to punt on that drive. Then Troy would get it back, turn it over on downs again, and then Centralia got it back right before the half. They would run out the clock. They'd get a 17-yard run by Aldifer to cap that first half. So the first half of the first half was very, very offensive-heavy, but both defenses stifling up a little bit for the majority portions of that second quarter. So, again, it's a 14-14 tie as we sit here in Centralia tonight. Absolutely beautiful weather here. Week 7, mid-October. Class 1A District 4 Showdown. We'll take another timeout. We'll go through some of the stats of the first half right after this here on KNZA.
Hey, Hiawatha. Want lightning-fast fiber internet? Now is the perfect time to switch. Enjoy the most enhanced network available and save $10 off your monthly bill for the rest of the year. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value, supports remote work, education, and entertainment. If you haven't already scheduled your fiber install, now is the time. Currently booking September installation. Don't wait. Call us today at 800-892-0163.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hale. Call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances?
Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
14-14 tie here in Centralia tonight. Class 1A District 4 showdown against Troy. And we went through kind of the breakdown of how the first half went, and it was very offensive heavy early on, both teams scoring on their first two drives, and then both teams after that, a couple possessions stalling out with a couple of turnover on downs and a punt as well. But let's go through some of the individual stats, or let's start with the total stats here in the first half. These are unofficial stats, but Troy with 206 yards of total offense, 192 of that through the air. Centralia, 140 total yards. All of that was on the ground. Centralia, again, 140 rushing yards, averaging just a touch north of 6 yards per carry in the game. Three penalties in the first half for Troy as well. Just one first half penalty for Centralia. Again, a monster first half in the air for Troy. Gannon Bowe, 12 of 17 passing for 192 yards. He had a touchdown, and then he also had a rushing touchdown as well. So he has accounted for both of the Trojans' touchdown, that 66-yard pass to Logan Blevins, who got banged up a little bit in that first half. But how about this first half for Logan Blevins? Six catches for 164 yards, including that touchdown. Again, not much in the ground game for the Trojans, but it has been the Gannon Bowe and Logan Blevins show for the Trojans in the first half. 192 passing yards for Bowe, 164 of them went to Logan Blevins, including a 66-yard touchdown. He had six catches for a buck 64. Centralia in the yardage a little bit lighter, but again, doing it on the ground. Jacob Lindsay, both touchdowns on the ground in the first half for the Panthers. He had 13 carries for 92 yards. And then Quentin Aldifer adding to his first half numbers with about a 17-yard run to end the half. Seven carries, 41 yards for Quentin Aldifer. Our halftime stats, they are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or in EK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, a 14-14 tie here in Centralia as the Trojans and Panthers battling it out here in a monster District 1A number 4 matchup. We'll go through some of the scores from around the area after a timeout as we continue after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holt Health?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office, in the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name needs a great deal at Holt House.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Availability of health care is important to both the quality of life and the economy in Nemaha County. I'm Dr. Rachel Allen at Sabetha Community Hospital, and I hope you'll join me in voting yes to continue the 0.5% sales tax to benefit our county's community hospitals. This investment helps provide technology and training so our hospitals and clinics can continue to provide excellent care for our neighbors. Vote yes on or before November 5th, paid for by Nemaha County Community Hospitals.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Calling all creative creatures. Bring your imagination and help us spookify the sidewalks of Hiawatha's town square for Halloween. Hiawatha's GN Bank is again hosting a Halloween sidewalk chalk competition on the north side of the square. Artists of all ages are welcome to participate on Halloween Day at 3:30 p.m. Chalk will be provided, with the judging concluding at 4:30 p.m. Please join us on Halloween at 3:30 for this year's Halloween sidewalk chalk competition.
KMTS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KMTS offers the most competitive benefits in the industry, with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KMTS.com to learn more. KMTS Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
14-14 tie here at the half in Centralia as they take on Troy, as we're getting closer to the start of the second half. Just going through some of the scores from around the area. Our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Let's go through some of these stats, and we'll start with the biggest eight-man game, and that's Axtell with their 45-game winning streak, and they are blasting undefeated Hanover. That is 44-6, about to be halftime as Axtell. Check out this stat. During their 45-game winning streak, only six of those games have gone into the second half. And this is a Hanover team that was number three ranked in the state. So Axtell continuing to chug along. That was our feature game on 92-1. Game on the Holton and Hiawatha channels. Holton leading Hiawatha. That's a 21-7 halftime score. Our game on Care 93-7. It's McCall 14 and Jefferson County North nothing at the half. A couple of Big East League teams in action. Nemaha and Royal Valley playing a good one. The Thunder lead the Panthers 20-16. Silver Lake and Osage City, those two teams combined for just one loss. That game is tied at 14-14. St. Mary's leading Council Grove 16-6, and Rossville a 14-0 lead against Olpe there. Score updates again brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com. We are deadlocked. 14-14. Our second half coverage is coming up next.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Centralia here at home, tied with Troy at the half, 14-14. We are set to start the second half. Our second half kickoff, it's brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. In a 14-14 tie, Centralia will get the ball to start the third quarter. Troy teeing it up, and we'll kick off from left to right. Blevins has it teed up between the hash marks at the 40-yard line. Fireworks in the first half between these two. Centralia, they have won nine straight against the Trojans, but this one has been good from the jump. Here is a Tyler Jones return, and he is spun down by Blevins, who made the kickoff as well. So just doing it all tonight, Logan Blevins. Centralia will have it first down and 10 inside their own 35. So the first four drives, two apiece by both teams, and all four started out finding the end zone, but after that, everything kind of stalled out, a couple of turnovers on downs, and then a punt, and then the end of the half. But a 14-14 tie. Here we go. First play of the third quarter. First and 10 Centralia at their own 34-yard line. Direct snap, Reinicke churning and churning and falling forward. Just a straight dive up the way north. Straight north and south there. He'll get a couple, maybe three. Looks like three, maybe four, actually. So he is up to the 38-yard line. Second down and six coming up. Just the second carry of the night for Reinicke. Second down and six, shy of the 40. Just getting going, quarter number three. Centralia putting themselves in the driver's seat for a district championship if they can win here tonight. Here's a direct snap and a good second down run. That's Henry Heideman on the carry this time. Then he's driven back by three white jerseys, but forward progress shy of the 45. He'll be shy of the first down by about a yard. It will be third down and one. Heideman for five there. That's only Heideman's third carry tonight. It's been majority Flinty and Alderfer handling the running game for Coach Holthouse and Centralia. Third down and maybe a half yard. So a very manageable third down here. 14-14 tie, just getting going second half. Ball near side hash, all black jerseys for Centralia moving from right to left. Flinty, direct snap, straight up the gut. First down and more. He bullies his way into Troy territory, and he gets all the way to the 41-yard line. It's a gain of 15 on third and one. Ashburn in on the stop, but another big gain, and now 108 rushing yards in the game for Flinty unofficially. So into Trojans territory, shy of the 40-yard line. Ball a little bit shaded more to the near side hash as the Panthers move right to left. 14-14 tie coming up on 2 minutes into this third quarter. Of course, across our networks, we'll have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Jake and Boz later on tonight, recapping all of the Week 7 action here in Northeast Kansas. First down and 10, fresh set. Heideman again, direct snap. Now he's trying to get outside the numbers. Good open field tackle there by Ingeman, saving maybe potentially a big run, but positive yards by Heideman. He'll get three. So Heideman, only two carries in the first half, and he's got a couple carries on this drive to start the second half. Second down and seven inside the 40 of Troy, the 38-yard line. And interested to see if this game slows down a little bit in the second half. Panthers seem to be doing what they do best. Churn, milk, and eat. Here's Flinty again, a left side run, gets away from one, gets away from two, and finally the third body brings him down. It's Geiger who saved a big play. He'll be close to the first down to the 31, and it looks like he'll be just maybe shy of it by about a yard. So Flinty for about six on the left side run, breaking a couple of tackles, and now another manageable third down coming up, and they may measure this actually. The official stops the play here, and they are looking to the chain gang on the far side, and they will bring him out.
We're going to bring on the A-team.
The A-team, they call it, so we'll bring him on out, and it'll either be first and 10 or third and short. So a good start to this second half drive by Centralia. About 3 minutes off the clock. Again, a deadlock tie, 14-14. Let's see what we got here with the chain gang. Is in worst-case scenario for the Panthers, it's going to be third down and maybe a half yard, but it looks like they got it, and they do. So never mind. Scratch that. It's a first run for Flinty. 115 yards on the ground here tonight so far for Flinty. And he's leading the charge here. This will be play number six on this opening second-half drive. 14-14, deadlock tie. Troy led it 14-8 after the first quarter. And Centralia tied it again with another Flinty touchdown run early on in the second quarter, and we stalled out for about the final 7 minutes of that second quarter with a couple turnover on downs and a punt. First and 10 out to Troy 30. Flinty standing tall, bending down, taking a right side snap. He'll run it right. And Geiger trying to rip him down by the jersey, and he just drags him forward for about five extra yards near the 20, and that's going to be close to a first down. Right at the 20, and it looks like he just picked up enough for the first down. Another big run by Flinty right side, and ball on the right side hash. First and 10 right at the Troy 20-yard line. So churning up near 4 minutes off this third quarter clock here to start. Taking their time here, Roger Holthaus, of course, leading the charge for the Panthers here on the near sideline. Another fresh set of downs, first and 10, right at the 20. Right to left movement for the all-black wearing jerseys Centralia here tonight. At home, week 7, Reinicke in motion. They will follow him right side. This is Runnabomb, who's going to get his first carry tonight. He's bumped out of bounds. He'll get positive yards outside the numbers. And maybe two or three at best, but Dagan Runnabomb, the sophomore, just his 16th carry of the season. That one goes for about 2.5, maybe 3. The first time the sophomore gets a tote here tonight. It's going to bring up second down and a long 7. So we'll call it, or it should be second down, 8 yards to go. Ball at the 18-yard line. 7:48. Clock stopped after Runnabomb went out of bounds. Direct snap, Heidemann, left side run, getting outside the tackle. He's ripped down by, that was Ty Horner who ripped him down. Near the 15 for a gain of about 3, so not much for Heidemann there. His third carry on this opening drive of the second half. Now a 3rd-and-5 scenario coming up at the 15-yard line. Panthers have chewed up over 4.5 minutes on their opening drive here. In the third quarter, a 14-14 tie, but they face 3rd-and-5 at the Troy 15-yard line. Ball is between the hash marks. Panthers break the huddle. Lining up on the right side, the left side of Flinty is Heidemann. And they will give it to Heidemann, a right side run, and he's tripped up by the ankles, and he's not going to get much there. It's going to be no gain as Logan Blevins continues to dominate on both sides of the ball. And a huge 4th-and-5 coming up here for the Panthers. Reinicke will come out. Runnabomb will check in. 4th-and-5 at the 15-yard line. This drive started at Centralia's own 34, and now they have 4th-and-5 at the Troy 15. 5.5 minutes chewed up off the clock here in quarter number 3. Biggest play of the second half so far. They will spread them out. 2 left, 2 right. Flinty takes a chest-high snap. He's standing tall, now getting rushed out of the pocket, and he's ripped down, and the ball comes out, and I think they're going to say it's either a fumble or incomplete. I'm not sure if they called it a fumble or an incomplete pass. Either way, it's going to go down as a sack, I believe, and it's a turnover on downs. So, after all that, 4th-and-5. So Troy at 6:20 to go. So they, Centralia takes up nearly half of the third quarter clock, and they come up empty. They fail on 4th-and-5 from inside the red zone. So here's Troy, their first time with it in the third quarter. 14-14, Gannon Bowe trying to continue his dominant statistical performance tonight. He's making a lot of guys miss, but he tried to bail the pocket, and he falls. And helped up by Heidemann, good sportsmanship there, but it's going to bring up 2nd down and long. It's a loss of 2 there for Gannon Bowe.
2nd and 12.
2nd down and 12. Ball just past the 20 at the 21-yard line. 14-14 tie. 5:48 clock moving third quarter. 2nd down and 12 for the Trojans. Their first drive here in the second half. A high snap. Here comes the rush. He's to elude it. Breaks one tackle. Now running back here to the near side. He's been doing this all night. Heidemann chasing him, hitting him, and incomplete. Near side pass to Blevins is overthrown and out of bounds. Jacob Flinty had him, what would have been a big sack. He gets out of that, and then he had to run away from Heidemann, but he gets away and was throwing towards Blevins here, who had a monster first half with 164 yards on 6 catches. But now 3rd-and-12. Here at the 21-yard line, clock stopped at 5:32 here in the third. Clear skies, 69 degrees, the opening kick, about 64 right now. 3rd-and-12, quad set to the right. Bowe looking near side. They want a screen. Blevins having to makeshift. And now Ingeman's open at the 30. He has it near sideline 35 and ripped down at the 38-yard line. It's a gain of 17 on third and long. Tyler Jones makes the stop, but not before a huge third down conversion as Ingeman with his second catch here tonight. It goes for 17 and a first down. Monster third down pickup, and the drive continues. The Trojans have converted some big third downs in this game already, and that the biggest one probably of them all so far. First and 10, shy of their own 40 at the 38-yard line. Chest high snap once again, three-step drop, angling left, steps into the pocket, finds Blevins in the flat, makes a man miss, 45-50, pushed out of bounds at the 47, and the refs, or maybe thought he was throwing down a flag, but might have threw down the fumble thing there, but he was hit out of bounds at the 47. So a gain of 15. And another first down. I thought they were going to throw a flag there potentially for a late hit. They did not. Boy, another big play. Seven catches for 179 yards now for Logan Blevins. 14-14 tie, 4:52 to go, third quarter. Troy with their first offensive drive of the second half, and now they have moved it up a couple of yards. So that is officially a 17-yard gain. Now Bo drops it to Hartman in the flat, has some blockers out in front, and he shoved out of bounds here on the near sideline. Just a casual screen here that's going to pick up good yards inside the 40 to the 38. So it is a gain of about 8 yards as Bo has completed his last three. And Hartman, he hasn't been utilized a ton tonight. Big 6'4 body gains about 7 there, officially on the mark. His only other catch was a loss of 6. So right now for Hartman, 2 catches for 1 yard. Second down and 3. Bo back to pass, cross the middle. Ingeman has it between the hash marks, makes a couple of miss, and still trying to get outside the numbers, and he's finally tripped up inside the 30 to the 28, and Ingeman goes for 10 yards there across the middle of the field, and another Troy first down. Ingeman, his third catch tonight, he has equaled 36 yards on those three catches. Gannon Bowe now unofficially 16 of 22 passing for 243 yards. He is airing it out in this game tonight. 14-14 tie, 4:20 clock moving third quarter. In Centralia territory, five-step drop, has some time, launching it far side, has a man, it is caught! Short side pylon, Ingeman is going to be out inside the 5. He makes the catch at the 4-yard line. And Ingeman again with a huge catch. Unbelievable throw over the shoulder. And the monster night continues. That's now 61 receiving yards for Ingeman. He's got 3 catches on this drive and now a pass that's kind of lobbed towards the front pylon of the end zone. And I think that might have been caught just shy of the goal line. There's a flag on the play, so and now we're moving back in the other direction. It is going to go against Troy. I think a legal forward pass was the call. Well, okay, so that's going to drop Troy back to out there, 13-yard line, or Centralia's 13, excuse me. Gannon Bowe is now thrown for 268 yards. So it is second and goal at the 13-yard line. 4:03 to go in the third, a 14-14 tie. Bowe in the gun, sidecar left, it's Hartman. Chest high snap, looks left, now looks right, takes a shot, near side, and jump ball, Blevins again! Touchdown, Trojans! You gotta be kidding me! Blevins is a gosh dang animal out here, and he is just destroying this secondary. Another big play, and the Trojans take the lead. Wow. Blevins, his second touchdown, he is now caught 8 passes for 194 yards. 3:57 remaining in the third. Straight mossed right to the end zone. What a drive. Engelman had 3 big catches on that drive. The penalty does not hurt Troy at all. Goodness me. They will try to go for 2. Bo is rolling to his right, dumps it, batted in the air, incomplete. What a drive for the Trojans. But another flag, so hold on real quick. Illegal shift, penalties declined, and that will take us to a break. Trojans take the lead back. A 13-yard touchdown strike from Gannon Bo to Logan Blevins, who is absolutely destroying tonight. 3:57 left in the third. Troy leading it 20-14 here on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Gannon Bo to Logan Blevins, 13 yards on second and goal. And the monster night of Bo and Blevins continues. And 79-yard drive that takes less than 3 minutes off the clock. 2-point try was no good. So Troy now with a 20-14 lead here at Centralia with 3:57 to go in the third quarter. That drive summary, again, brought to you by Wilson Tire. Again, unofficial stats. Gannon Bo, 18 of 24 passing for 281 yards. And Blevins now 8 catches, 194 yards, and 2 scores. Another short kick fielded by Heidemann at about the 40, and that's where Centralia takes over, down once again with 3:56 to go in the third quarter. Man. This has been a wild game tonight. So officially at the 41-yard line is where Centralia takes over. 3:56 to go in the third. They trail now 20-14. Ball between the hash marks. Flinty. Or now it's Aldifer who takes the snap right up the middle. He's got a big first down run, and he sneaks his way in Detroit territory to the 47-yard line. A gain of 12 yards and a first down for Aldifer. 8 carries, 53 yards in the game tonight for Quentin Aldifer. Panthers trailing now 20-14. The pass game by Troy has been sensational tonight, and the combination of Gannon Bo and Logan Blevins has been the difference so far in what is now a 6-point Trojans lead. Still plenty of time, though. Over 3 minutes to go in the third. And Centralia first and 10 and plus territory at the 47. They go to Heidemann now after a double fake. He spins off one, and he's got a good run here inside the 40 and maybe push down to the 35 and another good run. Henry Heidemann has a first down carry. So back-to-back double-digit carries there and a good start on this drive for the Panthers. First and 10 at the Troy 30, ball on the near side hash. 3 minutes and counting, third quarter. Troy leading it 20-14. Riverside is 3-0 in district play as well with Centralia. They're playing at Donovan West tonight. And, of course, Centralia and Riverside will play next week in the final week of the regular season. First and 10 at the Troy 30. Lentee takes a low snap, hands it to Aldifer late, trying to stiff arm a man. He cannot, and he is ripped down for a loss by Ty Horner. That is a loss of about 3 yards as Ty Horner, he had a big sack in the first half, and now a TFL there. It is a loss of 3.
3-yard loss.
So back to the 38-yard line.
Second and 13.
Clock moving under 2:20 here in the third. Panthers now behind the sticks here, second down and 13. And this is a Panthers team That has won 9 straight in this series against the Trojans. Reinicke in motion. They fake it to run a bomb. Lindsey keeps it himself, stumbles a little bit, but gets positive yards. Maybe the lost yardage back. Near side hash. He falls forward across the 35 down to the 34. So he does get the yards back. He'll get about 5. But now a 3rd down and about 9 to go. So more like a 4-yard pickup.
4-yard gain.
So 3rd and 9 just inside the 35 of Troy. 90 seconds to go, 3rd quarter, clock moving south. 20-14, Panthers trailing here at home to the Trojans. Reinicke in motion, across the face of Flinty, who drops back. He wants one. He'll take a shot. He's got a wide open man. Reinicke makes the catch and falls at the 10. Nothing but green grass in front. The throw is behind him. But Reinicke, a 24-yard reception, and it should be 1st and goal. The first completed pass for the Panthers tonight, and it goes to the fullback out of the backfield. First and goal at the 10. If the throw was a little more on target, it would have been a walk-in touchdown, but Reinicke with the kind of a dive-slash-jumping effort to make the catch and hauls it in for 24 yards. First and goal at the 10. Under a minute to go, clock moving 3rd quarter. Touchdown would tie it here. Flinty takes the snap. He's already scored twice. He immediately gets tripped up at the line of scrimmage. His momentum takes him forward inside the 10 to about the maybe 7-yard line to maybe 3 on the carry. And it's going to bring up 2nd down and goal. Flinty now with 133 yards on the ground here tonight. 2nd and goal at the 7. Final few seconds here of the 3rd quarter, 24 seconds to be exact, clock moving. Panthers break the huddle. Run a bomb going to the far side, settles up inside of Aldifer. Reinicke, slot left, direct snap. Flinty, left side run, trying to get outside the numbers, and Hartman rips him down. Around the 5, maybe the 4. Good tackle. Could have been a touchdown-saving tackle by Hartman. It'll bring up 3rd down and goal from the 4, and that'll end the 3rd quarter. This has been a fantastic game here tonight. The Trojans are trying to snap a 9-game losing streak to Centralia. We head to the final 12 minutes. It'll be 3rd and goal for the Panthers, but the Trojans leading 20-14. 4th quarter action coming up after a timeout here on KNZA.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets meat satisfaction.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Troy leading here at Centralia 20-14. We start the 4th quarter. Panthers have 3rd and goal from inside the 5 at the 4. Trying to tie this game up with a touchdown. Could potentially take the lead with a conversion try. This game has been nip and tuck, back and forth. Panthers have won 9 straight in the series. Trojans trying to keep themselves in a district title chase. 3rd down and goal at the 4. Panthers now from left to right. Direct snap. It is Flinty. Right side. He's trying to keep it. Now dumps it to run a bomb. Did he keep his feet in? No, he did not. He was out of bounds. And the pass is incomplete. And now 4th and goal coming up. Runabomb did a great job of making the catch, but the throw was a little bit off target, and he couldn't keep his feet in. 4th and goal inside the 5. Just getting going in the 4th quarter. Panthers are trailing 20-14. Panthers have only lost one game this year, and that was to a team from Missouri in Mid-Buchanan. Trojans coming off a 14-12 loss to Riverside last week. Fourth and goal at the four. Big play in this game. Aldifer in motion. Belt high snap. Aldifer to the back of the end zone. It is intercepted. It was intercepted in the back of the end zone. I believe it was Colt Jensen. And a turnover in the red zone inside the five. And the Trojans will take over with a 20-14 lead.
No interception. So the Trojans will take over on downs.
Or correction, it was not intercepted, so it's a turnover on downs. I beg your pardon. Couldn't tell in the back of the end zone either way, so it's going to be first down and 10. Well, the Troy offense here will have to start at their own 4-yard line with 11:47 to go in the game. Standing in his own end zone. Now rolling to his right. He's going to chuck one down the middle of the field. Blevins, oh, and it was dropped at the 30. That should have been intercepted by Centrilia's Grady Becker. Boy, he had it. That could have been a big swing. Becker drops an INT, and it'll bring up second down and 10. At the 4-yard line of Troy after their defense holds on fourth and goal. Centralia again now backs against the wall a little bit. Still time though, 11:40 to go, 20-14 Troy. Second down and 10 at the 4-yard line for the Trojans. Bow in the gun, right at the goal line. Chest snap, now rolling left, near side. Throws it, crosses body. He has a man, that's Jasper across the 10. And out of bounds shy at the 15. They get him in the flat. Let's see where they mark him out at. But Caston Jasper with the reception. And it will be a yard, maybe 2 yards shy of the first down, so it's a gain of 8. So third down and 2, very manageable here. That was a nice play in the flat by Jasper, shy of the 15. 11:33 to go in this game. Clock is stopped. Trojans with the ball leading 20-14. Big third down and about 2 to go here. Chest high snap. 3-step drop. Faking a pass. Getting away. Eluding the rush. Now rolling to his right. Heideman chasing him. Can't tackle him in a big run and a first down. And Bo scrambles across the 20-yard line and moves the sticks. He'll get to the 21. So a big run by Gannon Bo. He's doing a little bit of everything here tonight. Just his fifth carry again. It's been all pass. As Gannon Bowe again unofficially is nearing 300 passing yards here tonight. He threw for 2,000 yards a year ago. He missed a couple of games early this year, but this statistically by far and away his best game, and he drops the snap and he has to hop on it, and that's going to be a big loss. So Bowe drops the snap, and all he can do is cover it up. It's going to be a loss of about 7, maybe 8. That could have been disaster as well. A loss of 7 yards. Second down and 17. Back to the 15. Now you keep it. If you're Troy, you don't turn it over. But now you're way behind the sticks here on second down. Clock moving under 11 minutes to go in the game. Trojans leading 20-14 here on the road. They face second down and 17 at their own 15-yard line. 3 wide to the right. 2 near side left. Chest snap, Flinty on the rush, trying to get it out quickly. Blevins again on the catch, lowers his shoulder, and he gets all the way up to the 30-yard line near a first down. Blevins again just dominating this game, and he's over 200 receiving yards. Welcome our listeners here on 92.1. You just listened to Crendon Prophet call Axtell's 46th consecutive win as they end Hanover pretty quickly, and you're joining us at a pretty good time. Trojans here at Centralia leading 20-14, just over 10 minutes to go in the game. Gannon Bowe is now over 300 passing yards tonight for the Trojans, just setting themselves up for a manageable third and 2. Trips left, a man in motion, Jensen near side left. Bowe takes the snap, rolling left, throws across his body. Ingeman again, forward progress to the 35. It's going to be enough for a first down. Ingeman's had a nice second half, and he converts and moves the chains with that one. Ingeman is fifth catch, four of which here in the second half. For First and 10 for the Trojans at their own 35. Again, this drive started at their own 4 after the Panthers turned it over on downs on 4th and goal inside the 5. 9.5 minutes to go. Clock moving south in this one. Trojans trying to end a 9-game losing streak to Centralia. Goes back to 2016. Jensen in motion across the face. Low snap. Here comes the rush. Right side throw. It's caught. Blevins again. Why not? Let's see where they mark him out. It'll be a medium gain up to the 40, so a pitch and catch of 5 yards. Blevins is eating tonight. This is maybe his best game of his career. 10 catches for 214 yards unofficially. Second down and 5 yards to go at the Troy 40. Ball closer to the right side hash. Trojans in their road. White uniforms moving from right to left. Both teams, all three of their timeouts remaining here in the fourth quarter. Clock stopped at 9:13 with Blevins running out of bounds. Another empty set. Ingeman now in motion to the far side right. They tap it to him on a little pop pass, and Ingeman again having a nice second half, and he'll be close to a first down, and he may have just enough for it. So that will technically go down as a pass with, and Ingeman again, now 6 catches for 71 yards, the ball just across the 45 of Troy, and another fresh set of downs. The Trojans led this game 14 to 8 after the first quarter. It was a 14-14 game at the half. Gannon Bowe to Logan Blevins. That's been the story tonight. The lone touchdown in the third quarter. It was a 13-yard catch on second and goal. And Bowe and Blevins, like Thanksgiving dinner, they're feasting tonight. Here's Bowe again, back to pass, rolling to his right, still rolling to his right, across his body, tipped in the air, and incomplete. Boy, that was off the chest of Ingeman. And Flinty in coverage, and it's going to bring up second down and 10. Gannon Bowe has thrown for north of 300 yards tonight. Blevins north of 200 receiving yards. They're trying to hold on to get this huge win on the road. Second down and 10. Troy has it at their own 45, operating right to left here in the final minutes. Empty set once again. Jensen in motion across the face of Bowe. Belt high snap. Here comes the rush. Steps in the pocket. Throws across the middle of the field, and it's incomplete. Nobody was there. Ben Haverkamp had a nasty rush from the right side of the line, and Bowe had to get rid of it rather quickly. And fortunate nobody in the vicinity, and it's now third down and 10. Here is a chance for the Panthers to get a massive stop. 20-14 Trojans, 8:57 left in the game. Third down and 10 for Troy at their own 45. Moving right to left, ball a little bit closer to the far side hash. This has been a lot of fun here tonight. Both teams scoring touchdowns on their first two drives of the game, and we have seen just one touchdown since, and that was, again, Blevins from Bowe in the third quarter. 20-14 Troy, big third and 10 coming up. Jensen again in motion across the face, a whistle, and a flag has been thrown. Far side of the field, we will see what it is. There haven't been a ton of penalties in this game, and it's going to be a procedure penalty against Troy. So that's the fifth penalty against the Trojans, and now they're backed up to the 40, and it's now third and 15. 8:55 to go in the game. Trojans holding to a 20-14 advantage here at Centralia. Well, it's always fun when these two teams hook it up, and of course Troy now in the Northeast Kansas League. Panthers once again the TBL champs here in 2024, sweeping their three opponents. Panthers came in at 5-1, Trojans at 4-2. Monster district implications on the line. Trojans trying to do it on the road. Third and 15. Bowe takes down a high snap, steps in the pocket, gets away from a sack. He'll decide to run 40 and across the 50, and the ball comes out late. I think the official is going to call that a fumble. And they do. And Bowe fumbles the ball just shy of the 45, and it's a turnover by the Trojans. He was near a first down on that scramble. So Bo fumbles and turns it over. So Centralia now down six with 8:47 to go. We'll have it at their own 44-yard line with now 8:47 to go. So that drive for Troy that started inside their own five melt 3 minutes off the clock, and they turn it over on a fumble by Gannon Bowe. Panthers down six, first and 10 at their own 45. And a good first down run here. Flinty just straight north and south. And he's going to be close to the first down. It looks like a gain of 9. Far side hash. He'll cross into plus territory. And Flinty has led the charge on the ground for Centralia tonight with 145 yards and both of the Centralia touchdowns. Both those TDs coming in the first half. Second and a yard to go. Plus territory. Flinty stands tall. Aldifer in the backfield lined up with him. Flinty again, straight north and south. A first down run inside the 45 to the 43, maybe the 42, depending on the spot. But needed one and certainly got more than that. So first down Centralia. Can they take advantage of the turnover? First down and 10, shy of the Troy 40. It's at the 42. Under 8 minutes to go. Clock moving south in this game. This has been an exciting ball game here tonight. Fans loving it. First and 10, shy of the 40. Flinty again takes the snap, hands it to Aldifer. Left side run, has a broken tackle and more. Spins away from another, and he's got a big run. Inside the 20, down to the 15. And a late flag comes in late. We'll see what the call is. So right now it's a 27-yard run. And Centralia's coughing. It's going to be a personal foul. Face mask against Troy. So that is half the distance to the goal. So a big run there. And now first and goal inside the 10. And for Troy, that is their sixth penalty of the night. And now Centralia, touchdown will tie the game.
First and goal
inside the 10 at the 7, 20-14. Troy, 7:23, clock moving fourth quarter. Panthers trying to cash in after the Troy fumble. Hartman with a big tackle there as they were running Heideman to the right side. Not much doing on that one. No gain on the play for Heideman. And now second down and goal. The last time Centralia was in this close, they turned it over on downs inside their own five. Second and goal at the 7. No gain for Heideman. Big stop there by Hartman. Ball near side hash. All black uniforms for the Panthers here at home, operating in the fourth quarter from left to right. Reinicke, Heideman, Aldifer, all in the backfield. And it is Aldifer, a right side run, shimmies his way across a couple defenders into the end zone for the touchdown. He got a great block from his senior lineman, Parker Cook. And we are now tied at 20-20 at 6:32 to go. It's a 7-yard touchdown run for Quentin Aldifer. And now a chance to take the lead with the conversion try. So the Panthers do cash in off the turnover. Now have a chance to take the lead. Here we go. Run a bomb in the backfield. Right side, Heideman as well. Reinicke in motion from left to right. They fake it. Flinty, left side run, and he is stuffed up. No good. So we stay tied. It is 20-20 at 6:32 to go in the game. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to high school football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. Prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Centralia cashing in on the turnover. A two-plus minute drive. They covered 56 yards. Quentin Aldifer, a seven-yard touchdown run. Aldifer now his seventh touchdown of the season. But the two-point conversion on a run by Flinty was unsuccessful, and we are deadlocked. It is 20-20 at 6:32 to go in this game. Trojans trying to break a nine-game losing streak to Centralia that dates back to 2016. Centralia trying to win their fifth game in a row. Their only loss back in week two. Trying to stay undefeated in district play as well, but hang with us. 20-20. Jensen catching the kick inside his own 10. Now he's reversing field, going to the far sideline, trying to get a block, and he's able to get maybe across the 20, far side of the field, depending on the spot. So a 20-20 game at 6:23 to go, and Troy has it. Looks to be first and 10 at their own 22-yard line. Well, can Gannon Bowe and Logan Blevins continue their dominant night? Bowe unofficially 23 of 32 passing for 319 yards and two touchdowns, both of which to Logan Blevins. He has caught 10 passes for 214 yards. First and 10 at the 22. 20-20 tie here in the fourth. Trojans with a late substitution. Sawyer Ashburn, a junior wideout, checks in late. I formation, a rare set here for the Trojans. And it's a play-action pass. Another deep shot. And it is Ingeman. Did he come in with that at the 45? He certainly did. Another huge pass play for the Trojans to the Centralia 45 as Hunter Ingeman goes for another big gain. That is 43 yards. This is incredible stuff. First and 10 at the 45 after the big gain. Or correction, it was a 33-yard gain. Beg your pardon. There's a tackle in the backfield. That's going to be a loss of about two on the play. So a good comeback play there by the Centralia defense after another big pass play by Bowe, this time to Ingeman. Panthers defense trying to get a big stop. 20-20 tie. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Second and 12. Bowe back to snap. Or takes the snap. It's a screen again. Seen a lot of those tonight. I believe that's Ingeman. Waiting to see.
Bowe's pass completed. To Blevins.
It was Blevins again. So up to the 41. So a gain of about 8 yards. And is going to bring up third down. 11 catches in the game for Logan Blevins, but a big third and 5 coming up. Clock moving under 5 minutes to go. We are deadlocked at 20-20 here in the fourth quarter. Big play. Two wide receivers left, two wide receivers right. Hartman blocking in the backfield, takes down a rusher. Right side pass is incomplete. Blevins had a look, but now fourth and 5 at the 40 of Centralia. Another massive play coming up, and I would think maybe Troy tries to go for it here. It looks like they're going to. Far side of the field, what does Coach Jasper have up his sleeve? Will they call a timeout maybe? I think they do. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 4:41 left in the game, fourth and 5 for Troy. We are tied at 20. Don't go anywhere, back in 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Marker President at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, the division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Centralia and Troy tied at 20-20 with 4:41 left in this game. Trojans out of the timeout facing fourth down and five at the Panthers' 40-yard line. Trojans in the road whites operating from right to left. Here we go out of the timeout. They're going to go for it. Two wide receivers left, two right. Hartman in the backfield. Sidecar left here to Bowen the Gun, who has been monstrous tonight. Chest high snap, dropping back. Here comes the rush. He's rolling to his right. Across the middle of the field and through the hands of Ingeman. Incomplete. It was a good throw and a chance for Ingeman, who's had a really good second half. It comes away empty and a turnover on downs, and Centralia takes over. So now Centralia with the chance with 4:35 to go.
Panthers take over on down. First and
10. At their own 40-yard line. So a chance for Centralia to maybe win it late at home. It's been an unbelievable game. Let's see who comes out on top. First and 10 Panthers at their own 40. 4:35 to go in the game, 20-20, and I'm not talking about the news program. Here's a straightaway run on first and 10. Not much. Good pursuit by the white jerseys on that interior for Troy. Maybe forward progress. As Reinicke gets a carry, he's been lightly used in this game tonight, but he does have a few totes. Big body does shimmy his way for three, so second down and seven at the 43. Clock moving south, coming up on the final 4 minutes. 20-20, we are tied. This game was tied at the half, and we are tied with 4 minutes to go. Second down and seven. Panthers break. Panthers have all three of their timeouts left. Trojans have two. Alderfer, right side run, awaiting his blocks, and he is hit hard by Blevins and dropped. He'll surpass the 45 between the 46 and the 47, so not much there. Two, maybe three for Alderfer, who's had a good night as well. He's up to 80 yards on the ground. But third down and four coming up. They need the Troy 49 for the first down. Clock continues to move. We're now at 3:22. Lindsay and Co. getting the call from the near sideline. Home fans enjoying a low 60-degree end to this game. It's been a light breeze from right to left as we sit in the press box. Ball near side hash, third down and four. Flinty takes the snap, straight north and south, and he's got the first down and more inside the Troy 45-yard line to the 43-yard line. It's a gain of 11 yards. Cole Jensen in on the stop, but again, a first down run, and now we got a Trojan down and holding the left knee. That Blevins, boy, it is. Boy, he throws the helmet in frustration, and looking at his left knee, he has been just a dynamo tonight with over 200 receiving yards, and now they're calling. Well, now he's trying to get up and walk under his own power. Man, I think they were waving for maybe someone to come onto the field to help him out, but if that's it for Blevins tonight, then tip your cap to him regardless of what happens. He has made play after play after play. And a heavy limp, and he tosses the helmet to the sideline and now hits the ground. And is holding that left knee. Goodness. Troy has been decimated by injuries this season. They cannot get away from it. Jasper going over there, head coach Derek Jasper to check in on him, but it doesn't look ideal. Well, we're back to it. First and 10 Centralia, plus territory at the 43. Low snap, knee high for Flinty. Takes it, has a good run, and another good first down run. He'll get inside the 35. And close to a first down. We'll check on the spot. Geiger in on the stop. Will he have enough? It appears he will be about a half yard shy. Unofficially 170 yards. On the ground for Flinty tonight, the leading rusher, and I guess we're going to stop it at 235. They will measure here. So either second and maybe a half yard or first and 10. He had one measurement in the first half, and it resulted in a first down. Let's see if number two does the same. It will not. Just a bit shy. So one for one in that category. So second down and maybe less than a yard to go. 2:35 left in this game. Panthers with the ball driving. A 20-20 tie. And just trying to get maybe a glimpse on the sideline, and as they still attend to Logan Blevins over there. Second down and one. Alderfer, right side, following his block, gets a good block, has a first down. Geiger again with the stop. He has been wrapping up tackles tonight. Horner actually in on the stop. Beg your pardon, inside the 30 to the 27-ish. So a good gain of about 6 or 7 for Alderfer. And he's up to near 90 yards on the ground as well. First down and 10. The Panthers trying to win this game at the horn. We are tied at 20 apiece, but they have it at the Troy 27-yard line. Approaching the final 2 minutes, the clock is moving. And it looks like Blevins has his helmet on the sideline and ready to go. My goodness. That is a low snap, but they get it to Alderfer and is able to get positive yards. Still spinning away, and that could have been disaster. That ball was skipped in on the snap, and he will get across the 25 to about the 22 for about 5, and here comes Blevins back into the game. This kid's an animal. And he will try to stout it up with his defense here with a minute and a half to go. The clock is moving. A 20-20 game, and the ball's just shy of the red zone. At the 22 to be exact. Panthers trying to win it at the horn. They've won 9 straight in the series against Troy. Another direct snap. Good blocking. Gets outside of Flinty. Alder for another good run, and he's up near the 10-yard line, pushed out of bounds. Sawyer Ashburn forcing him out. So, depending on the spot, this could be first and goal. Looks like just outside of the 10 at the 11. And that run puts Alderfer above the century mark here tonight. Minute 14 to go. First and 10 at the 11. 20-20, a tie ball game. This has just been a wild night here in Centralia. Panthers, at times, it has not looked good in this second half, but now they have a chance to win it. Trojans, can they buckle up? Get a stop. First and 10 at the 11. Direct snap, Flinty, straight north and south, and he's got a good run, and he's inside the 5. He might be close to the first down. And now we get a whistle and a timeout. It'll be a gain of about 7. Ashburn in on the stop. Flinty, 7 more. He's up to a 177. So the timeout is called. It stops the clock at 105. It is second down and 3 at the 4. In the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Brandon Tam and Ray Penning hanging with you tonight. Don't go anywhere. A 20-20 tie here in Centralia. Panthers have it. Trying to pull out a late win here at home against Troy. But a minute 5 on the clock, the Panthers have it inside the Trojans 5. They had another drive in the second half where they were fourth and goal inside the 5 and turned it over on downs. Now, Troy would love to replicate that here. They need stops. So second and 3 at the 4 officially. Jacob Flinty has rushed for 177 yards. Quentin Alderfer is above the century mark as well. Flinty has scored twice. Alderfer has scored once. Second and 3 at the 4. Here's Flinty. Right side run. Lowers the shoulder. Don't believe he's quite in there. He is shy of the goal line, but it could be a first down. And the clock has to be stopped again. Waiting on the spot, and they will say a first down at the 1 yard line. First and goal at the 1. And again, Troy has to, or they don't burn a timeout. They had to move the stick. So now the clock's moving. And Derek Jasper's halfway on the field begging for a timeout. Not sure the official saw him or not. Boy, that was some precious seconds coming off the clock. So the Trojans trying to give themselves a chance, assuming that Centralia punches it in from 1 yard out and essentially four opportunities to do so. But a timeout on the field with 52 seconds to go. It is 20-20. First and goal, Centralia at the one. The first four drives of this game, two by each team, all found the end zone, and it was 14-14 early in the second quarter. Both teams have stalled out multiple times since, and touchdowns in the second half, Logan Blevins and Quentin Aldifer. Troy led the game 14-8 after the first quarter. It was 14-14 at the half. Troy led it 20-14 after three, and right now 20-20 in the fourth. And Centralia trying to take the lead with under a minute to go. First and goal at the one. Troy has one timeout left. Let's see what happens. First and goal at the one. Lenti, Reineke, Aldifer all in the backfield. Another low snap. Oh, boy, and he's got to jump on it quickly. And that's going to lose yards. It was near disaster.
Back snap on the play.
And that is a loss of 3, maybe 4 yards back to the 5. And Troy stops the clock, takes their final timeout. At 46 seconds to go. Ooh, near disaster there. So now it is second and goal at the 5. No timeouts left for Troy. 46.7 seconds to go. We've seen quite a few low snaps in this game. We've seen multiple turnovers on downs between the two teams, but Troy had the lone real turnover with a fumble early in the fourth quarter, which led to the Centralia touchdown by Quentin Aldifer, which again tied the game after they failed on the two-point conversion. Second down and goal at the 5 after the botched snap. 46.7 seconds remain. Panthers trying to break the 20-20 tie. Flinty takes a low snap, nearly drops it, runs right all the way into the end zone. I think Troy let him do it. They had to get a chance to get it back. And Flinty again, his third touchdown tonight, and it's now 26-20 with 43 seconds left in the game. Now they will. So the Panthers now decide to burn a timeout here before the two-point conversion. Third touchdown tonight for Jacob Flinty. He's now got 10 rushing touchdowns on the year. That leads the team. Oh, man, and the Trojans, they have played a dynamite game here tonight, but they are going to have to come away with a miracle here with 43.2 seconds left. And a team that has fought and battled through injuries since week one. They have not started the same 5 on the offensive line in any game this season. Gannon Bowe missed a couple of weeks with a concussion. Blevins has been out. He was hurt tonight but found his way back in after it looked not very good. It is just, again, a grinded-out kind of game here, expected nothing less. 43 seconds left. Plenty the touchdown, 26-20. They try for two here. Send Aldifer in motion, stops on the right side. Plenty rolling right, stopping, dumps it across. It is caught by Runabom for the two. So it's 28-20, Centralia. 43 seconds remaining in the game. We'll step aside for 30 seconds, back for the finishing touches right after this.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A 4-minute-plus drive covering 60 yards of the field. Jacob Plenty, his third touchdown tonight from 5 yards out. Run a bomb plus two. It's 28-20 Centralia. And Troy has no timeouts and just 43.2 seconds remain in this game. And Troy again. And their passing game tonight has been magical. Gannon Bowe unofficially 25 of 34 for 357 yards and two touchdowns. And Logan Blevins, who I believe is probably done, even though he came back after that scary-looking knee injury, he is on the sideline, and they might have to try to perform a miracle here without him. Here's a return. This is Colt Jensen has a big hole. There he goes down the right sideline, and he's going to get all the way into plus territory, and then the ball popped out. I think Jensen fumbled the ball, and if Centralia covers, it's over, and the game is over. Holy cow. That would have been a near 50-yard return into plus territory. And the fumble will give it back to Centralia. They will kneel it out, and the game is going to be over. My goodness. Boy, a split second. That looked like it could have been a house call. And the frustration on the Troy sideline is real. Battled all night. And after this timeout, Centralia is going to be able to take a knee and end this game. What a fantastic game tonight. Hard fought is an understatement. But Centralia now still in the driver's seat for a district championship. They will take on Riverside next week. Troy will go back home and close out their regular season against Morehill Mounts Academy. Now the Trojans are still in a spot to make the postseason, but it is pretty much set now that they will have to go on the road in the first round of the playoffs. They needed this one tonight. Logan Blevins walking around, giving his teammates, dapping him up. Gosh dang, man, you just feel for him sometimes. Heck of a game, heck of a ride, and Centralia again out of the timeout, going to be able to kneel this one out. It'll be the 10th straight win for Centralia against Troy. I remember being here, I believe, 2 or 3 years ago, a game in which it came down to the wire as well, and a near Hail Mary for Troy that kept him out of the end zone in the last seconds, and this one was just as good. And that's going to be the takedown knee by Flinty. Fans loving it here. And I think no other play is going to be snapped. Not needed. Hands on the knees on the far sideline. Troy gave it their all tonight. And just an incredible football game all the way around, as Centralia is going to win it 28-20. And Panthers move to 6-1 overall and 4-0 in district play. The loss for Troy, they are now 4-3 and 2-2 in district play. Our postgame show is next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We're back after this here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment cost. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
'Tis the season at Wilson Tire and Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at wilsontireks.com.
We made offers subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
Have you or your child considered using your car to earn a little extra cash working for any of the many delivery networks like Uber or leasing out the vehicle through Turo? Talk to your agent because you most likely will not have insurance coverage for your vehicle. Many of these activities are excluded in the personal auto policy. Learn more from the professionals at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
At Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha, we're not just your average bank, we're your financial partner for life. Farmers, get ready for a bountiful harvest with our exclusive line of credit tailored just for your operation. We have lenders with personal experience in farming and understand your unique needs. You can visit us in our office or we can come to your farm. Come bank with us, your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Absolutely incredible game here tonight in Centralia. The Panthers getting it done with a late touchdown in the final minute, which capped a 60-yard drive. And Jacob Flinty, the game-winning touchdown from 5 yards out. They would get the two-point conversion to make it 28-20. And then the ensuing kickoff, and just, again, the final less than a minute to go, Colt Jensen took the kickoff into plus territory. He had a 40-plus yard kickoff return, and the ball came out late, and a fumble and a turnover. Troy would have had it, you know, inside Centralia territory if he doesn't fumble with roughly 40 seconds left. They wouldn't have had any timeouts, but, again, a game tonight, it was just absolutely wild. Four touchdowns on the first four drives, of the game. 14-8, Troy led it after one. They got touchdowns from Gannon Bowe to Logan Blevins. Again, we won't again, we got some unofficial stats. They are pretty wild here tonight. But, again, the combination of Gannon Bowe and Logan Blevins leading the way for Troy's passing game, the combination of Jacob Flinty and Quentin Aldifer leading the charge in the run game for Centralia again here tonight, as it was just complete opposites on what these teams were doing with the offense. But again, Troy had a 14-8 lead after the first quarter. Jacob Flinty, the first two touchdowns for Centralia. It was 14-14 at the half. Troy would take the lead in the third quarter about halfway through. Another touchdown pass from Gannon Bowe to Logan Blevins. It was from 13 yards out that covered nearly 80 yards on a drive that took less than 3 minutes. And Troy actually had a 20-14 lead going into the final quarter. But they did have a big turnover early portions of the fourth quarter after they forced Centralia to turn it over on downs. Gannon Bowe on a run play on third and long got to near the first down stick. It either would have been a first down run or fourth and short, but fumbled, came out late. Centralia recovered and got the ball with 8:47 to go at their own 44. a 2-plus-minute drive, 56 yards. They got the touchdown from Quentin Aldifer to tie it at that point at 20-20. And then Troy, on the ensuing possession, turned it over on downs. And then with 4:35 to go, Centralia had the chance, and they worked the length of the field. And again, about 4 minutes, 60 yards, and Flinty, the 5-yard run. And then again, Troy on the ensuing kickoff with under a minute to go. Colt Jensen took it to about the Centralia 45 and would have given Troy about 40-ish seconds with no timeouts, but in plus territory, but a late fumble. And again, like last week, some turnovers potentially costing the Trojans in this ball game. A lot to get to here. We'll get to our player of the game here in a moment. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services and Whiting, Jacob Yingst, and Courtney Brockoff as well. These are unofficial stats, but they are heavy to say the least. Now, Troy doing it all in the passing game, 377 yards of offense, 357 through the air, and just 20 yards on the ground on just 14 carries. Gannon Bowe, 25 of 34 passing, 357 yards. He had three total touchdowns, two through the air and one on the ground. And the heavy lifting was Logan Blevins. 11 catches tonight, 222 yards, and a couple of scores. Now for Centralia, they had 343 yards of total offense, 319 of which was on the ground, 24 in the air. Jacob Flinty, 28 carries for 178 yards and three touchdowns. Quentin Aldifer had 14 carries for 103 yards and a touchdown as well. Those four, just absolutely dynamite tonight for their respective teams. This was just an absolute sensational matchup. Came down to the wire, literally, guys giving blood, sweat, and tears out there. Especially Blevins, man. Shout out to him, man. He was banged up all night. He was mossing the Centralia defenders all night, catch after catch after catch, explosive play after explosive play. But when it mattered the most, when Centralia needed the big drive, they got it. And Jacob Flinty, Quentin Aldifer leading the charge there. So it's going to be really hard for me to give out a player of the game. Again, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. I'm just going to give it to all four of them. I mean, why not? I'm just going to shout out all four of these guys, two for Troy, two for Centralia, all putting up monster numbers. Centralia gets the win. Hate me, love me, don't really care. We're going to shout out these four guys again. Incredible matchup again. Gannon Bowe, 357 passing yards, three total touchdowns. Logan Blevins, 11 catches, 222 yards, and two scores. Jacob Flinty, 28 carries for 178 yards and three touchdowns. Quentin Aldifer, 14 carries for 103 yards and a touchdown as well. So, again, just a dynamite game. Happy to be here. It's always a fun time over here in Centralia, but the Panthers win it, and they move to 6-1 on the season, now 4-0 in district play. Now, Troy, they lost now or have lost now back-to-back games. They go to 4-3, and they are now 2-2 in district play. Troy still in a fine spot to make the postseason, but more than likely looks like the Trojans will be on the road in the first round of the playoffs. Centralia, of course, looking to win the district championship next week. They will take on Riverside on the road. Didn't see a final from Donovan West, but Riverside, of course, was right there, which looks to be for a district title next week at Riverside. So another good one on tap in this district in week number 8. Well, the lights are being turned off, so I should probably get on out of here as there's about maybe 6 people left here. So someone sees me, so they know we're up here, so they'll get us out of here. But appreciate it very much. Again, final score 28-20 as Centralia wins it, moves to 6-1 overall, 4-0 in district play. Troy now 4-3, 2-2 in district play. Troy at home against Moorhill Mouth Academy next week to wrap up the regular season. Centralia at Riverside for a district championship on the line. For Ray, for Jake, appreciate everyone. Have a good night. We'll have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show again. That's coming up in just a little bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.